good to see each and every one of you. And if you don't have anything to say, how about turning to Philippians chapter 3 with me? Philippians chapter 3. If you will, join me in prayer, please. Father, we thank you for the time we have here this morning that we can study your word. We thank you, Lord, for loving us and sending your son to die for us and pay for our sins by putting our faith and trust in what Christ did at Calvary. We do have eternal life with thee. And Father, this morning we continue to pray for those that are sick. We especially uphold them to thee, that you comfort these people and heal these people according to thy will. And Father, this morning we ask you to lead us by your Spirit and build us up in the faith. Let us be not concerned about the things we can't understand, but let us simply believe you mean what you say. And Father, we continue to pray for the business that meets here, that you meet their needs to keep the doors open. These things we pray in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to talk to you a little bit this morning in the lines of, you need another chair? On the lines of, those that follow Paul never see eternal security. Now, I know that's a controversy with people. They don't understand that. But I believe that when you follow the Apostle Paul, you can follow Paul and believe that you're eternally secure. Now, I don't know if I follow Jesus. You know why?
Because he's not.
Well, being as I said, that whole Philippians chapter 3, and go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And Matthew 24 is about the tribulation time. It has nothing to do with the time that we live in now. In other words, in Acts chapter 9, the Lord appeared to the Apostle Paul and gave him a message. And Paul had wrote 13 epistles. The Lord appeared to Paul in Acts 18 and gave him a further revelation. And when the church, the body of Christ, which God's dealing with today, is full, the rapture will take place. We will go out to meet the Lord in the air, and then the Lord will deal with Israel in the tribulation. Matthew 24 is about this time over here. It has nothing to do with us in Romans to Philemon. It's all about the 7-year time of Jacob's trouble. Now, in Matthew 24, verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, what has a man got to do over here in the tribulation?